to the leaders and get a win.
Yeah, and play like we did. You know, it was quite compliment yesterday. Grant McCann played pace, so their team would have to match our intensity and energy and legs, which we've got now. But we've got a belief and a confidence. And just come and score three goals against the side that, you know, don't concede many, and also a free-flowing and free-scoring, was terrific. And as I say, the backing, the support was outstanding. So it's good for them, good for the club. And yeah, it was a good day, obviously. Losing a goal, the lads were wanting a clean sheet, and obviously Chickson's. But the thing with Adam, which is crazy to say, he'd forgot he'd been booked. He'd only been booked 7 minutes before. He said, I don't know if it's because he's got his mask on and
reflects
or something.
I was going to say, yeah.
We were apologising afterwards. I mean, obviously it's a crazy challenge because it's a definitely yellow card and it's a sending off. But he was stunned because he forgot he'd been booked only 7 minutes before it. Footballers for your modern day.
Yeah, well, that's probably the only negative today. But yeah. Did we learn lessons from Warsaw? Because, you know, 3-0, as daft as this seems, it's a tricky scoreline at times,
well,
isn't it?
It is against a good side. Yeah. You know, they've got strikers. You know, you look at the three lads, you know, Miller, Marriott, Murray up front, Madison, who's been out. I mean, we give Romain a job to do on a day, which he did terrifically well. We got Reeves and Law going and supporting, which their energy levels were terrific. Gilly in the first half was outstanding. Tired second half, he'd been booked. And the lads at the back were terrific. We out of possession, we were a back three. Lamaka tucked in possession. We played him as a normal fullback, and we just chopped and changed because we worked on it Thursday and Friday. I know people don't think we do much, but we do try work on it now and again. And yeah, but second half, with the quality they've got and the deliveries they've got, but we've got some men in that dressing room, really good characters. And it just helps with the momentum and the belief, you know, coming to the top of the table and putting a performance like that.
And you mentioned the back line, but Dominic Pollyon, he's got to get on the road. He keeps chipping in, doesn't he?
Yeah, it was. And I said to Dom last week in Crystal Rover, even though he didn't score, I think it was his best game for us. You know, he was always a threat. And, you know, today it was going to be more difficult against three big centre-halves. Obviously, they changed at half-time and took one of the centre-halves off and changed the shape. But, you know, him and Charlie again were a threat. Great goal, you know, bang, that's what he does. You never see Dom passing the ball into goal. He's ferocious left and right foot, so that was a great start for us. And obviously then two fantastic deliveries. I thought Romain should have scored just minutes before he did, you know, free kick, he climbed so well. And then he gets one, and obviously Killer gets one, who, you know, I think you can go through the team. I mean, Colin Doyle save there with his fingertips.
Worldy, wasn't it?
It was a world-class save, yeah. It's in top corner, you know. I say postage stamp. People always say you put your stamp on the other side, so they're a bit pernickety. But it was in the top corner. It was a fantastic save because that's what Madison's good at. Give him half a yard and he'll whip it in the top bin. And then Killer blocked a great one on the line. We're disappointed with the corner. We should deal with it. We lose it, half clears it, and then we have another chance at blocking it. So that was disappointing to lose a sloppy goal. Because with the quality they've got, you have to hold your hands up if Madison puts one in top bin from 30 yards. You sometimes say, well, and he had a great bit of skill, didn't he, in the first half around the lad and then tried to chip it. But no, it was a really strong performance. Again, individually, you can go through the side. I said, down at Gillingham, we had a few sixes out of ten. We weren't. But again, today, you're looking at sevens and eights, which is what they're
after. You better have a word with Simon Parker for the TNA report for all of that.
Does he still give marks?
He does, yeah.
Gosh,
yeah.
Am I still getting a nine?
You used to get an eight and nine every week.
Hey, so less of the eight, come on.
Tony McMahon, gets a bit of stick at times, God knows why. Three absolutely belting deliveries, three assists today.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. And a fourth booking, which is, you know, he's only one off being suspended as well. So a bit of time wasting, wasn't it, at far corner. That was another disappointing aspect, getting another booking there. But, yeah, you know, we don't have to talk about his deliveries. They're outstanding. But as I said last week, we've now got four people that can go and attack the ball. You know, without Charlie Wyke and Romain Vincent, we had that and Killer. Because, you know, Dom's not a header of the ball, neither is Amare or Taylor or Jones, not bad. You know, but we've actually now got four targets. So, you know, it's all about movement. And as I say, we worked on it Thursday, Friday, the shape of the team and then the set plays yesterday. You can work all you want, though. If the delivery is not good, it's not good. But as long as you have the blocks and the movement and they carry that out, great. And we worked a corner first half, you know, where they kept two up. Lawsy has one and just gets kicked off the line. So it's good that they're going how they are. And, you know, listen, we don't get carried away. We've got a really tough game on Tuesday night now, and it's how we recover. But it helps and the momentum builds.
And it kind of lays down a marker, because anyone watching us, 13 goals we've scored. in four games. You think back to last season, Stuart, at times, how many times did we speak and said, listen, we've created so much without putting the ball in the net?
Yeah, and I always go back to last season because everyone keeps throwing about the draws, but majority of them games we should have won. It's one that we were scraping draws. We were absolutely creating chances. You know, I think the stat last week, we created more chances than anyone. Obviously, the conversion record was poor, but we were creating opportunities nearly every game, you know, and should be winning games. We weren't taking the chances. As you say, we're taking the chances at the moment, although you know, I thought we could have a few more again. Yeah. You get a bit greedy, but so could they. But yeah, it's how we want to play. You know, we want to get forward and create opportunities, and you know, long may that continue.
Early to think about Oxford, you're going to have to make a change at least. It's going to be tough there, isn't it? You've got the option maybe of Alan Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
So options available to you.
Yeah, we'll have to have a little think of that on the way back and have a little look how... I don't know how Oxford did today.
Not sure.
You're not bothered, are you? They won
3-0, I believe. There you go, says our producer, yeah.
But I think they're home at Gillingham, aren't they? So have a little look how they play, etc. But yeah, it's certainly an area we're going to have to look at. Certainly won't be putting Killer out there. You know, I think he's doing terrific.
Well, he was brilliant today, wasn't he? Because obviously they're quick, and it must have crossed your mind. Maybe it's an area you could have changed.
Well, we said, listen, we don't need to be too high up the park. We showed them, I think, 15 minutes footage Thursday afternoon or Friday morning of all the goals they've scored. And it's the two front lads running in behind, running down sides of players and getting shots off. They're very good at it, very good at it. So we didn't want to play too high up. Doyley had to, you know, be careful of his starting position so he could be there to sweep up, which he needed to be a couple of times. So yeah, all in all, it was a good day. And we move on now to Oxford, yeah.
We do. Well done today.
Cheers, lads. Thank you.
Very deserved 3 points. Well done, Stuart McCall. Join us on Pulse 2 Match Day Live.